The Man David, Chapter 5, continued. Jebus became the city of David, and the building program extended the Millo, the northern fort, as a protection against attack. Over the years, the city developed to incorporate a wider area, including the notable hills of Zion, Ophel, and Moriah. That which the Lord had promised in the days of Moses had been granted. The scripture is clear. David went on and grew great, and the Lord God of hosts was with him. David attributed the victory to God and rejoiced in the way of his salvation. He linked the acts of God in establishing the kingdom at his hand with the mighty revelation of the Lord at Sinai and the flood. A new world was emerging from the old. The law would go forth in the name of the Lord, and the nations would hear praises ascending from the city of God. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God, my strength, in whom I trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. For by thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leapt over a wall. He delivereth me from mine enemies. Yea, thou liftest me up above those that rise against me. Thou hast delivered me from the violent man. Therefore will I give thanks unto thee, O Lord, among the heathen, and sing praises unto thy name. For the Lord hath chosen Zion, he hath desired it for his habitation. This is my rest for ever, and here will I dwell, for I have desired it. Psalms 18 and Psalms 132. Solomon was born to David in Jerusalem, where he contracted other marriages to consolidate his standing as king amongst the heathen nations round about, and to establish the royal house. The uprising of the nation was the cause of great concern to the Philistines. The power of Israel had been broken on Mount Gilboa, and the victors had kept a hold on certain parts of the land. David's kingdom of the south had not been attacked in strength by the Philistines. Perhaps they considered the rivalry between north and south a sufficient safeguard against the threat to their own sovereignty. The unity of Israel and the capture of Jebus had transformed the situation. A coastal strip bounded on the south by a desert and on the east and north by Israel was a very uncertain kingdom should the Israelites become powerful, and such a time had arrived. But the Philistines were men of metal. Their first foothold in Canaan must have been gained against powerful opposition, and their continued tendency of what at first sight seems an unstable state had required vigilance and determination. Their best defence had always lain in attack. The war cries they entered into battle took the imagination of Paul, who used it in exhorting his fellows in the battle of life. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quick ye like men, be strong. 1 Corinthians 16 verse 13, compare with 1 Samuel 4 verse 9. The Philistines came out in force against David and filled the valley of Rephaim, not far from Jerusalem. This was a major confrontation such as David had not encountered at any time since he'd left the army of Saul. His battles in the south had been of a different kind. These were the men who had overthrown Saul and Jonathan, and for generations in times past had kept a stranglehold on Israel. But more recently they'd befriended David in his distress. David did not prepare immediately for battle, but instead slipped out of the cities and towns with his men and took refuge in the hold. Almost certainly this was the cave of Adullam, one of his earliest and strongest hideouts. The labyrinth of caves and the nature of the terrain gave him protection without the need to fight for it. God had been with him in this place, and he appears to have sought refuge and time for thought in his old haunt. This was no answer to the Philistine invasion. The Philistines meant business and were intent on breaking David's newfound power. But David was a soldier and servant of God. He was first a servant of God and a man of peace, but he was a soldier by force of circumstance. Once again he sought God's counsel through the priest and received the assurance, "I will certainly deliver the Philistines into thine hand." This was the battle signal he needed. His men went into battle with David at their head, and the Philistines' force was broken at Baal Perazim, the place of breaking forth. With a military resistance which was the inheritance of centuries, the Philistines came back to the fight. This time, they approached up the same valley, and David made no attempt to retire to the hold. At the command of the Lord, he withdrew behind mulberry or balsam trees to effect an ambush of the enemy, who appears to have advanced towards Gibeon, 10 miles northwest of Jerusalem. David waited till he heard the sound of marching in the tops of the trees. This was the divine indication to go forth, almost as though the Lord's army had led the way. The Philistines were put to flight and pursued over a distance of 20 miles in a direct line to the coast. The divine record of these battles in Samuel and Chronicles is brief and to the point. For this reason, we might be tempted to underestimate the significance of the events. These were major victories over a formidable foe, whose power was a byword to the surrounding nations. The triumph of David had a remarkable effect. The fame of David went out into all lands, and the Lord brought the fear of him upon all nations. It's highly likely that some of the deeds of valour of David's mighty men were executed at the time of these battles, and faith and bravery can achieve the impossible in God's hand. Things deemed impossible I dare. Thine is the call and thine the care. Thy wisdom shall the way prepare, thy will be done. Thine is the power around me now. Faithful I stand in heart and vow. I conquer, yet not I, but thou. Thy will be done. It was at this time, when the Philistines had advanced toward Jerusalem and occupied Bethlehem, that David longed for the water of his hometown. The well at Bethlehem had remained in his mind throughout all his wanderings, a symbol to him of peace and a balm to his spirit. To draw water from the well at home held a meaning far deeper than the mere act itself. He had breathed his wish aloud like a sigh from the soul breaking out unbidden past the barrier of the lips. The wish was as strong as a command to three of David's warriors, so great was their love for him. And at tremendous risk to their lives, perhaps by night, they made the journey through the Philistine lines. Breakthrough is a word of scripture. Breakthrough is the word of scripture. And they returned to offer their master drink. David's sensitive conscience was deeply touched. He could not drink without injuring his bond of love for them. The water, keenly as he longed for it, was an offering of their blood and their lives, and of that he was not worthy, and moreover, it belonged to the Lord. By the cave of Adullam he poured out the water of Bethlehem as a drink offering to the Lord. God grant that our consciences might have something of the spirit of the man who saw God in the face of his friends. David's victory over the Philistines became a pattern of God's hand among the nations, and like some of the battles in early Israel, was used as a standard of comparison for God's future dealings. It is significant that the Philistines brought out their gods to the first of the two battles with David, much as Israel had taken the Ark of the Covenant in the days of Eli. As the Ark was lost, so the gods of the Philistines were taken as spoil. But the Ark returned under the protection of the Almighty, whilst the gods of the Philistines were burned to destruction in accordance with the word of the Lord. It is characteristic of David that he wished to offer thanks for the Lord's deliverance. As he was to say later, he could not offer unto God that which had cost him nothing. His spirit demanded that a consecration of part of himself should be made in return for the goodness of the Lord. And his greatest prize up to this time was Jebus. He made his home there, and Hiram, king of Tyre, built him a house of cedar. But now he wanted God to take residence in the same place. God had been with him in his wanderings, and he desired him to share his happiness in Jerusalem.